Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Avanti Wellness Podcast, hosted by me, Lydia Smith, aka Butterflydia. I'm embarking on my own transformational journey, and my intention is to inspire, inform, and support you all along the way. My hope is that we are all learning something new with each episode. So let's meet today's guest. Hello, everyone. It's Lydia from the Avanti Wellness Podcast and YouTube channel. And today I'm sitting here with returning guest. We have Bibi from Italy. Hi, Bibi.
Hi, Lydia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show again. And I look forward to telling everyone why you're back.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. And it's a very positive time for me.
And we want to tell that story. So let me tell everybody why I have you here. Okay. So for those of you who are following the podcast and the channel, Bibi is part of our Avanti community. She found us through watching online like more than 75 days ago. We're going to let her tell her story, but we had her highlighted initially just to introduce her. So she has her own video where you can go on the channel and see her episode if you want to learn more about Bibi. But today we are going to just sit and talk and try to do a nice little 20-minute conversation where we can highlight the pieces of her journey that are worth sharing so that other people can be inspired, because that's what Bibi wanted to do, was like spend time helping others understand what's possible for them. So just to get started, Bibi, will you kind of introduce yourself and lead us up to where you are today so that we can have that conversation back and forth?
All right. My name is Bibi. I'm Swedish, but I've been living here in Italy for 30 years. I'm 54 years old, and I have a kidney disease. I know about this since I was 20 years old. My mother had the same disease, so it's a genetic disease. Anyway, so I've seen my mother and her process, and I must say I have a kidney disease that's called polycystic syndrome. So I started to feel ill when I was about 48 years old. Yeah, like 6 years ago, we can say. I started to feel tired and mostly tired. And then I always had problems with my blood pressure. It was very high. But then I started the dialysis 3.5 years ago. And to be put on the transplant list, I had to take away my kidneys. So 3 years ago, they took both my kidneys away because they were full of cysts. So they became very big and I had difficulties to eat and things like that. So I was already on dialysis. I only needed to insert another day. So before I went 2 days a week, after they took the kidneys away, I go 3 days a week to do the dialysis session. Anyway, I've been starting to feel like very old, like, because with this treatment, I mean, you can have a life, not normal life, but you can live decently. But my leg started hurt. I was really very stiff in my body. My muscles like disappeared. no strength. I mean, osteoporosis. Did you say that?
Yeah, yeah. And you had atrophy of your muscles. They weren't working. You weren't using them, so they weren't getting stronger.
No, nothing. I felt really, really weak. So shortly before Christmas, I started to do some research on the lymphatic system because someone told, yeah, but when you're on dialysis, you're constantly inflamed. I never thought about that because then I could realize that my ache, my stiffness, everything was related to the lymphatic system. And then when you learn that the lymphatic system moves when you move, I mean, it doesn't have a pump, right?
Like right.
Heart pumps the blood. You need to be the pump for the lymphatic system, right? So I started to do some research and I found the trampoline, the rebounder, and it seemed kind of difficult. But then I continued and I found Lydia, and it's been a great, like, I'm really happy about it, really, really happy. Because when I saw her and her progress, I mean, I said, I can do this. I really can do this, right?
You're so, like, she's not doing much. I can do that.
No, yeah. I mean, it's a thing that's accessible for many people that's feeling ill or... Anyway, so I bought the rebounder and I started on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
It's been 75 days now, and I'm having some great progresses, really great results. So yes. I'm sure I will do this for the rest of the life. I will.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about that, like trying to create some activity that's sustainable so that you can do it well into your 90s. And so that's what this rebounding offers. And there's so many health benefits, which you and I are going to talk about in a second. I wanted to tell the audience that when Bibi did her interview before, several people who heard her interview reached out to me and said, I didn't even know that you could live without any kidneys. So we were getting educated about dialysis and about the kidneys. And Bibi and I were just talking before we hit record. And we were talking about like on our transplant list, she only gets one. They're not even going to put two in there. So like, apparently you can just live off of one kidney. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes. It is amazing. And you can live without any kidneys. It's not like
your proof.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We can meet your husband.
Yeah, we have for. Ci serve ancora un quarto d'ora, va bene?
He's hungry. Poor thing.
What can I say?
Quattro ore. Yeah. In
quattro.
Hi. Come stai?
I'm fine, thank you.
Come ti chiami?
My name is...
In italiano?
Umberto. Il mio nome è Umberto.
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 Piacere.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, we'll let her get to dinner in just a second. So we're going to tell her story.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll wrap it up quickly for your husband. So let's talk about some of the surprises, because you were doing your rebounding. And then tell us a little bit about the test you have to do when you go to dialysis. And what are they looking for? Like, what are the markers that they're watching out for?
Oh, so it is important, the potassium, because it's really dangerous for your heart if it gets too high. And potassium you find in fruits and vegetables, so you must be really careful with how much you eat, and you have to boil vegetables so that the potassium releases in the water. So it's a really big deal of the dialysis, and you have to be careful with phosphorus. That's things you can find in cheese and canned foods.
Is that a preservative? What is phosphorus? Is phosphorus a preservative or is it natural?
It could be. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Because when you said canned yeah. good, that's like a preservative.
Yeah, that's true. It's one part of it, I think. So and then they look at the hemoglobin.
Yeah, hemoglobin. Mm-hmm.
So then what the
uric acid.
Yeah, that's what you get when you eat too much meat or drink too much wine. Yeah, things like that, right? And I've always had problems with the potassium because really I was a fruitarian a couple of years ago, and now I can't even look at the fruit. So it's been really difficult. But I had my first blood work done in the dialysis 2 months ago. No, 1.5 months ago, because we do it every month. So yeah, I have already started with the rebouncing. And I was within the range, like at the higher point of the range, but I was in the range. Both with potassium, phosphorus, and the hemoglobin was good as well. Now we've done it for a second time after a month. So it's been about 70 days since I started. And the potassium is even lower. And the phosphorus as well. The hemoglobin is so good that they even took away the iron injections that they must give us when you're on dialysis. So even my doctor is really happy. She's really, really, really happy about how this thing is proceeding. Yeah.
That's amazing. And just the little bit that I know, and by the way, I just want to make this statement in the podcast that we're not giving any medical advice. This is for entertainment purposes only. We're only just sharing BB's story and her testimony in case it can somehow help inspire others to consider that maybe if their potassium is high, there are ways that her body is utilizing potassium differently because she's rebounding. So we're just trying to share that message. So I was just thinking about how potassium, from what I understand, potassium goes into the cell and it's utilized. And so this is, I could be wrong, but that's how I learned about potassium and sodium ratio of the, there's like a voltage gate and the voltage gate opens up and then and with electrolytes and stuff, and the potassium gets inside the cell for utilization. So it's almost like because you're rebounding, somehow that's like, the cells need the potassium because you're using the cells in a way that requires potassium. So instead of like not rebounding and all that potassium is high levels in the bloodstream, now it's getting into the cells and just the way that like people who are diabetic and their insulin needs to get inside the cells to be utilized by like the mitochondria and stuff, which is the powerhouse of the cell. Yeah. So I'm super curious. Like, I hope we can find like a doctor who will come on and tell us like what is happening to BB, because your doctor didn't ask you, but we don't care, you know, like we're just happy that it's happening to you, but you know, maybe she just didn't want, you know, go in that conversation or whatever. So, I look forward to learning like the science behind your results.
Yes, it's really interesting because I thought I wasn't that informed. I thought that potassium was like expelled with the sweat. You know, they always say
excreted.
That
when it excretes.
When you do sports, you need to be drink beverages with potassium or eat bananas or all that stuff. But I'm realizing now, because I don't ever sweat on the rebounder. I don't do that much. I never arrive at that point. So I think it's like you say, actually my muscles consume, or the cells consume the potassium. And that's really marvelous, because I mean, this could be a solution for, if it's like this, I'm only experimenting, but this could be a solution for a lot of people.
Yeah.
In dialysis.
Well, and you were telling me before we hit record that you didn't have to take, like, your mother had to take a lot of medication, but she was more sedentary, right? And so you are being active. And didn't you tell me that you didn't have to take as much or no medications with your dialysis? What were you telling me?
I took medications to start with, but then I learned how to do. So I've always had the potassium a little bit high. But I didn't need so much medication. And now I don't take any medication because it's low by itself.
Yeah. And we were talking, and we'll just be real careful. We know that everybody needs to consult their own medical practitioner. But we will just say that some people, when they take a lot of medication, I mean, it causes constipation. There's lots of side effects. It can hurt their stomach lining. So for BB to be able to reduce any kind of medication, she was happy about that because her body is able to, medications are there to help your body function in ways that your body's not functioning. So medication is good and it helps keep us alive. But if your body can function without it, that's even better. And that's what the doctors want too, right?
Yes, I must say my doctor is really, really happy. She's really happy. I mean, everything is under control. I mean, we check every value so every month. And so, I mean, I'm very happy about this. So, yes, that she's happy about it as well, because, you know, they also want to do a good work. They want to see their patients in good health and happy.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that's why they went to medicine in the first place.
Yeah, I think.
Let me ask you something. So let's tell the audience. So we're going to help, because I know your husband's like, I want to go eat. So let's tell the audience, how much rebounding do you do? And then my question is, I see it's behind you. For people who don't know what you're talking about, would you be willing to hop up there and show them what your little bounce is?
Sure.
And tell them how often you do it.
All right. I do it first thing in the morning, 5 minutes, not more, only 5 minutes. Then, because I usually go home for lunch, come home from work for lunch, and then I do 5 or 10 minutes, but usually 5, because I don't have so much time. Then in the evening, depends on, usually when I have the dialysis 3 days a week, I don't do it after, so I only do 10 minutes that day. But when I don't have dialysis, I do another 10 plus 5 minutes. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with my rebounder.
I love that. We hear that a lot.
I think it's fun. And then I have my television here. I can look at Netflix or YouTube while I rebound. So it's never annoying.
Yeah. Well, show people how easy it is. Like, even if you're elderly and you have a hard time standing up or moving, you don't even have to we call it bouncing, like, health bounce.
I'm bouncing.
We're not jumping. Like, our feet aren't even coming off of the mat. This is not a jump. We're just bouncing. So yeah. Why don't you hop up there and show them? And then when you come back, we'll do the Italian, introduction.
Let's see. I always have a chair because I want to be able to step up whenever I want, right?
Yeah.
So I actually am quite weak still. Like, I have a very low blood pressure. Like, it's 85 the highest and 40 the low. So I just bounce, you know?
You're so cute.
And I put myself to the bar, I can do it without, but I don't feel comfortable without. I feel I'm not good at as you, Lydia. I feel really I don't have the balance.
Yeah, so you feel more secure when you hold on. I do too. You feel more secure, right?
Yeah, I feel more secure because I mean, I'm not in perfect shape. But that's then I do some when I do have some more energy. Because I saw Dave Hall, he does like this jamba dance. No, jamba run. Like this. And this, but you only do it for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you do some health bones again to oxygenate the body. And then you can do another 10 seconds like this.
Yeah.
A little bit like your. Like your final 30 seconds.
My little 30 second thing. In fact, I did that, you know, for a long time, just for 20. And then Barbara O'Neill said, if you shock your body for 30 seconds, and I was like, oh, I can add 10 more seconds to my 20 and try to shock my body for 30 seconds and kind of upping the ante. But I will share that in the beginning, because I'm heavy, my muscles were not strong and stable, and you're on day 75, I'm on day 131, and my strength, my stamina, my ability to feel stable, I can like let go of the handrail sometimes, and I can do this now, but every once in a while, like if my head is not there, I don't want to let go. I just still hold on and I just do a light health bounce, and I'm building muscle and bone density and ligaments and, you know, all of this just wonderful stuff with rebounding. And we just wanted the world to know that BB's having results that she was even unaware of were possible. And we want other people to know what's possible.
Yeah, this gives me so much hope, you know, because I don't know how long time I must wait for the transplantation. But in this way, I think I can do it in a good way. I think I can live very well, very well in this way. And I must say that before Christmas, I even had problems to open a bottle, you know, a plastic bottle. I had troubles, but now I'm much stronger now.
Your grip.
Yeah.
Your grip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everything is stronger. Even if I hold like this, you are doing the movement. And I say to myself, I must do like Lydia, but I can't, I must hold on. I must hold on. So, but even if you hold on, you are strengthening, you are tightening.
The forearms, yeah.
Yeah, you are building muscles anyway. It's incredible. Yeah.
I know. So we just wanted everyone to know about BB's success with rebounding. She wanted everyone to know. And so we have a special treat. We talked about it before. We're going to let BB take a moment and speak to the Italian speaking population, because I'm going to be able to cut off the end of this episode and make a small little video just for those who are speaking Italian, and we get to hear it if y'all want to hear her talking Italian. I have a request, BB, when you're speaking to them, will you introduce yourself and tell them that you're a part of the Avanti community? And if they want to come find the Avanti community and tell them the name, because we want people to know where you found the ability to be inspired to learn more about rebounding from the people, right?
Ciao. Sì, sì, sì. Okay,
adesso
parlo già italiano.
Va bene. Vai. Vai.
Okay, ciao a tutti italiani. Io sono qua con Lydia di Avanti Wellness Podcast and YouTube channel di Houston, Stati Uniti. Siamo qui insieme a parlare del trampolino, perché Io inizialmente ho trovato Lidia grazie appunto alla scoperta del trampolino, che lei ha un canale dove praticamente dimostra giorno per giorno che facendo anche solo 10 minuti la mattina e 5 minuti il pomeriggio lei ha degli ottimi risultati, sta dimagrendo, si sta proprio rimpicciolendo giorno per giorno, si sta facendo grandi muscoli,
sì, più,
e sta
più
avendo muscoli. Veramente grandi risultati. Allora, vedendo lei, ho preso anch'io il trampolino, perché io sono in dialisi da 3 anni e mezzo. Ho iniziato a sentirmi molto debole, dolore alle giunture, alle ginocchia, ai piedi, molto rigida a camminare. E quindi mi sono interessata del sistema linfatico, perché ho scoperto che quando sei in dialisi hai una costante infiammazione nel corpo e solo il sistema linfatico lo può sistemare. E come fai ad attivare il sistema linfatico? Lo fai con il trampolino. E con pochi minuti, io ho iniziato con 5 minuti, 10, adesso faccio 5 minuti la mattina, 5 minuti a pranzo e 5 minuti la sera, più o meno. A volte se me la sento faccio di più. Ma sto avendo veramente dei grandissimi risultati. Il potassio è sceso. E se voi siete in dialisi sapete che è molto importante. Adesso è 4.1, quindi senza medicine comunque è dentro il range, diciamo. Il fosforo anche. È normale, nel senso non ho bisogno di nessuna medicazione, e l'emoglobina è salito a 13 e la dottoressa mi ha addirittura sospeso le iniezioni di ferro per un mese, per adesso. Poi si rifaranno gli esami, vediamo un po' come va, perché è una specie di sperimentazione sto facendo io sulla mia pelle, però insieme al medico siamo tutti felici, insomma. Spero che se anche voi avete questi problemi o altri problemi di salute, prendete in considerazione il trampolino e andate a vedere Lidia su Avanti Wellness podcast e YouTube channel e vedrete che bella cosa.
Grazie. Anche quelli che hanno, come si dice, diabetes, come si dice in italiano, diabetes?
Diabete.
Yeah.
Diabete.
Perché c'è una ragazza in nostra comunità che
sì.
Ha fatto the meno A1C, the misura dell'A1C, ha fatto di basso, più basso.
Sì, ha ribassato la dose. Sì.
Yeah. Sì. E anche c'è un testimonio, o come si dice, storia, dove c'era una ragazza, una donna che ha crescere the più veins, come si dice veins? Nelle occhi, con più sangue, the via con più sangue. Nelle occhi, e la salute delle occhi sta meglio o
sta meglio adesso, perché praticamente dopo aver iniziato con il trampolino, come si chiamano?
The rebounder?
No, le vene
the little tiny veins, the veins.
Yeah. Intorno all'occhio è migliorato. Sì,
yeah.
Sì. No, tante belle cose.
Mm. E io ho vissuto in Italia nel 1990 e da tutto di quanto tempo non ho parlato tanto e poi ho perso un po' della mia italiano.
Sei bravissima.
Comunque voglio ritornare in Italia e visitare, you know, molto di più, ma adesso non posso. Comunque sto
cominciando. Ma sei la prima volta, ti aspettiamo.
Yes, grazie.
So, ti aspettiamo con braccia aperte.
Thank you. Yes, with open arms. I thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. So, yes, so we'll go ahead and thank you for sharing in Italian. And I hope that we are able to help inspire more people to understand that rebounding can be good for their health, even if it's just 1 minute, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes per day of light rebounding, whether you're elderly or, you know, have a difficulty moving. You can even sit in a chair and just pump your legs in the rebounder for creating lymphatic flow. And all of that is going to help your immune system, your blood flow, your oxygen. All of it can be beneficial when you try using a rebounder. So, Bibi, is there anything else you want to say before we say goodbye?
I'm curious about one thing, but I will see maybe in June. I want to do a mock. I don't know how you call it, because I've got osteoporosis, you know?
Yeah. We call them like bone, like a bone scan, like a DEXA scan. You want to see your bone scan?
I want to do one in June. I was thinking, because I want to see the difference. That would be really, really, really interesting.
Yeah. And so for people who don't understand, when you go down on a rebounder and then you go back up, you're going against gravity. And so there's a resistance force that's going against your cells. And that force causes you to build more bone density so that your body can withstand the impact against gravity that you're giving it. And there was a NASA study that helped the astronauts when they were gone for 6 months. They lost all their bone density and their muscle mass. And in order to grow their bone density and their muscle mass fast when they came back to Earth, they found out that jumping on a rebounder grew it the fastest. And so that's what we're doing. We're growing muscle mass and bone density. And that's why my body is just recompositioning. It's changing out bone for fat. And, you know, then the bone and the muscle are eating away at the fat. And so it's just kind of shrinking, you know? So it's a slow process, but hey, you know, this is just sustainable fitness. We're looking for something we can do for every day for the rest of our lives. And that's what we're proving. That's what we're proving.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's great about it. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having this conversation with me. And I hope we were able to inspire more people to come give rebounding, rebounding a try, right?
Yes. It's a great thing.
Thank you. We'll see you later. Y'all, I hope you enjoy your dinner tonight.
Thank you. We're going for some Indian food.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Lydia. Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
We've reached the end of this episode. If you'd like to continue with this motivational journey, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss out each time we load a new episode. If you have an inspirational story to share or want to let us know about a potential guest, we'd love to hear about it. Contact us at avantiwellness.com. See you next time, and remember, change is good.